is, everybody. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Chof Hei. We're starting from the second line from the top of the Omid, and we're continuing to talk about Hilchos Karfeth. As you remember, we learned about Karfeth yesterday and previously in the Masechta. Typically, a Karfeth was not Mukaf Ladira. Karfeth is an open area, usually uncultivated land, which was used, for instance, to stock wood or things of that nature. And even today, if you have, in many communities, a piece of land which the contractor intends to build a building, eventually, but in the meantime, it's just lying there fallow, it's a karfeth shaloi hukaf ladira. What's the din by a karfeth? A karfeth which is hukaf ladira. Hukaf ladira means that it is being used for residential purposes. For instance, the karfeth has been adapted to become either a front yard or a backyard, and of course it always has to have a wall around it. Without the wall, there's nothing to talk about. So if it was hukaf ledira, then you can go and carry, according to the Chachamim, even 5, even 10 koir, base koir, a huge amount, and therefore theoretically even 5 miles, as long as it has a hekif around it, it's being used for dira, you can go and carry as much as you want on Shabbos. On the other hand, if it's shaloi hukaf ledira, if this karfif is walled up to and including base osayim, you can go and carry a full base osayim. However, if it is more than a base osayim, you have a hekif around it, it was not a hekif ledira, and it's more than a base osayim, you only get 4 amas altogether. So it was in most people's interest, if they wanted to carry in the karfif, to try to convert it from a shaloi hukaf ledira to a hukaf ledira. And we spoke yesterday, for instance, about a situation where they went and built a new house right next to this karfif, but it was still originally shaloi hukaf ledira, so therefore they had to demolish 11 amas and then rebuild 1 amah so that it would be now a hukaf ledira. And we're going to continue talking about those types of concerns and situations today. Says the Gemara, Karfif Yoisim Beis Asayim Shaloi Hukaf Ladira. And therefore, I'm kind of stuck if I want to carry in this Mokoim, since it's more than a Beis Asayim. I'll only be able to carry Dalid Amois. So what do? Uvolamatoi. I want to go and shorten this Mokoim, this Karfif Hukaf Ladira. I mean, theoretically, what I could do is take down some of the walls and just make it a smaller area which is encompassed or enclosed by this hekif. But of course that's expensive to go and take down walls and build up brand new walls. So you know what he wants to do, Balamatoi? He wants to be mited, he wants to go and make it less than the yoish of a base society. He wants to make it a base society exactly or less, and then he'd be able to go and carry a full base osayim. So, mehat to be alonis. What happens if he went and planted some trees? And so therefore, there is less space now to walk and to carry inside this karfif. Says him olei avimiyat. That does not accomplish it. The reason why it doesn't accomplish it, says Rashi, because you have lots of karfifs around that have trees. And that's just, the trees are kind of just bottled to the karfif. That's kind of standard. Anywhere you walk, you have a lot of trees which are just hefker, which just grew. Not totally, because it was at the command of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the point is, it wasn't a balabas, it wasn't an owner, it wasn't the government that built, that went and planted these trees. They just grew. So le'avimiyat, that's not considered to be a miyat. But when I was bona by omud, gavoya asor v'roch of dalet, he built a mini rishus ha'yachid within this karfif, and it had all of the dimensions of a rishus yachid. It was 10 tvachim tall, 4 amis wide, and therefore now he has this omud. Have a miyad. That is a good miyad. And Rashi says, even if it's smack in the middle of the karfif, we're going to add up all of the surrounding area to the right, to the left, to the front, to the back, add it all up, and as long as it all adds up to a base sasayim or less, Now we can go and carry the entire karfif. Now, the Gemara says, what happens if pochis megimel? What happens if the width of this omud was not rechav dalet, but it was less than gimel? Gimel means gimel tfachim. Loi have a miyat. It's not considered to be a miyat. Now, why is this not considered to be a miyat, says Rashi? Because as we know, whenever anything is less than three tvachim, we have hilchos lavud. Now, what does hilchos lavud mean? Normally, lavud means that we fill up any open area. There's some open space between a mechitza and the floor, between one mechitza and the other. So, it's less than lavud, we fill it up. Gemara uses that concept of lavud, not here for the same purpose of filling up, but rather to go and show that this is considered to be halachically an insignificant space. And that's why you can easily stuff it up even though there's nothing there, because it's less than three tvachim. And therefore, if this whole omid is less than three tvachim wide, lo yavimiyat. Even if it does occupy space, and even if you did your arithmetic, and it turned out that now the entire karfif is less than or equal to base sasayim, but not more than base sasayim, it still doesn't help. If it's megimu v'adal, what happens if it's three tvachim until four tvachim, in between three and four, then we have a machloikis rabba omar have a miyut, v'rova omar loy have a miyut. According to rabba, it would be a good miyut, and therefore if it's wide enough so that the remaining space within the karfif is now a base asayim or less, you did an effective job, and you'll be able to go from now on and carry in this entire karfif. But Rava says, "Lo yavim miyut, no, sinach gunish."
This pillar is standing right in the middle. It's like an obelisk. It's just one little pillar. It's not a wall.
Correct. See, if you look at Rashi, the second narrow line, "Bana by Omud, afilo beemtza," even though it's smack in the middle of this large karfiv, ubekach nesmai bebeis asayim, but lemaisa, the walking area has now been lessened from the original base assigned, from the original base assigned plus, until now it was 2.1 base assigned, now it's 1.99, or for that matter, even if it's a base assigned exactly, then we are okay, and you can start carrying in the entire karfif.
Which direction do you extend this out? In other words, let's say it's in the middle of a large field, does it go north, south, east, west?
Any direction you want, especially it's an umud, you'll find the chazan, you'll find a bal tefillah who wants to go and daven, especially if it's a yom neiroim and he gets paid, he can go and put it towards Mizrach, especially nowadays where there are so many outdoors minyanim, you'll find a lot of candidates for the umud in the middle of the karfif, fill it up, social distancing with 1,000 people, 6 feet in between each other, it's going to be a perfect umud.
Not to belabor it, but let's say you have a karfif which is a little bit less, it's a little bit more than base sasayim, and you put this in the middle, so is it matra both sides of this karfif now?
That is correct. As long as, until now you had 5,000 square amis, now the 5,000, I should say, you had 5,001 square amis. Because of that, the person was not able to carry within this karfif except for dalet amis. If the omud now is going to occupy the space of an amma or more, it's going to now cause the walkable, usable space in this karfif to be now exactly the 5,000 square amas or less, 4,999 or whatever. That is sufficient for our purposes, and I think Barry wants to show us a picture from the Pirush Chai here for people to look at. Right, Barry?
I'm talking about the 6,000 square amas.
Exactly. I sent it out last night.
A lot of us have not had a chance to go and fully digest all of the beauty. I saw it as well. In fact, I opened it. Then I looked at it. And Yesher Koyach, thank you very much.
You'll have to open that then. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, bottom line is now the usable space in this karfif has now been reduced from what was previously 5,001 square amis. We are now down to 5,000 or 4,999. For now, you can go and carry the entire width and length of the karfif. Why can you do that? Because now it's a base asayim or less, and a base asayim or less, you can go in a karfif, base asayim or less, you can go and carry the entire karfif. So now, again, if we're starting off with this omud is 10 tvachim tall in all cases. The question is, how wide is it? If it's four tvachim wide, says the Gemara, everybody agrees that that would be sufficient to go and make a miut. David, welcome back. It's great to have you. David Fishman. Good to see you, David Reese, as well. Anyway, again, if it's four tvachim or more, everybody agrees it's a miut, and it would reduce the usable, walkable place in the karfif, and if it makes it down to a beis asayim, or it makes it down to less than a beis asayim, we're fine. Brother Shai was asking before, what happens if it wasn't a 2.1 saw, it was 3 saw? Then obviously one omud is not going to do the trick, because even after you subtract the omud, the 4 tvachim, you still got plenty of beis asayim plus left. But if you put, for instance, 100 amudim, each one with 4 tvachim, then we will approach that additional beis saw. Once you're down to a beis saw of unoccupied land, then you can start carrying the full beis asayim.
I see. I thought before we were talking about that it sort of is it sort of like separates off the area, and therefore it could be like a.
You're thinking like a mechitza.
Mini wall.
Yeah, you're thinking of a mechitza. We're not talking about a mechitza.
Something like that, but it's not. It occupies space. By occupying space, it reduces the carpa.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So that's if
it's not contiguous. It's not, the 2,000 amos is no longer contiguous.
That's correct.
It breaks it up.
Exactly right. The 5,000 amos. That's correct. So, bottom line, if it's more than 4, it's a good miut. If it's less than 3 tvachim, it's not a miut. Where is the machloikis? If it's between 3 and 4, migimul v'adalet. It's more than 3 tvachim, less than 4 tvachim. Rabba oma have a miut. Rabba says it is a good miut. It reduces the usable space in the karfiv. Good to miut. Rabba oma lo have a miut. What's the svar? Rabba lo have a miut. Don nofik le miturus lovin. Once we're more than 3 tvachim, lovin no longer applies. So that means this becomes now, if you will, a significant space. Since it's significant, then we reduce the usable area of the karfif by the amount of the space of that amud. And if it reduces it from 2.1 sasayim to 2 sa'ah, then great. If it doesn't, then add another amud or make the amud wider. Rav Amalevaniyat Rav says, no, it's no good. When it comes to a mokum of chashivas, the minimum is 4. Rav, of course, agrees that there's a din of lovud of 3 and less. Avad, I agree with that, says Rav. However, Rav says to make a mokum chashiv, you have to have 4 tvachim. If you only have between 3 and 4, that's not chashiv enough to reduce the karfif to less or to a base of saim or less. And now we have yes, Barry.
Didn't we say earlier in the Sechta that lovud only applies in a vertical direction, and we distinguish between lovud from below and lovud from above, with good achis and good asik, with pitikra, pinim yachitzon? I thought lovud was only a vertical concept, not a horizontal plane concept.
Now, Barry, you're partially right. What do you mean partially right? We had a second man, the Amr of Shimon Gamliel, that says the Torah's lovud b'chala Torah kula is 4 tvachim. But the Gemara said that even Rav Shimon Gamliel holds its 4 tvachim, if it happens to be a vertical lovud and not a horizontal lovud, or it's below as opposed to above, then I still have the concern of Gedoyim Boikim Boy. That Gedoyim Boikim Boy declares that even though I, Rav Shimon Gamliel, normally hold 4, but the Gedoyim will go and destroy it if it's below. So if it happens to be above, for instance, when you made a sukkah, and you went and built your sukkah from the floor upwards, and you put your schach on top, and the space between the top of your schach, not the schach, the top of your wall, and the schach is up to 4 tvachim, lovud, it's filled up, fine, no problem whatsoever. However, if it's in reverse, if you started your building from 4 tvachim from the ground, and there's a space of 4 tvachim until the beginning of your mechitza, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, even here I would agree the lovud does not help because of the gedoyim boikim boy, the gedoyim can go and squeeze through. So therefore then Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's only 3 and not 4. But then again, it's only Rav Shimon Gamliel. We normally hold that it's always three throughout Shas when it comes to Hilchos Lovud, and therefore it makes no difference whether it's vertical, horizontal, it's above, it's below. It's always a share of three. But Rava says that's when you're talking about Hilchos Lovud. If you're talking about trying to decrease the space of this karvif, the only way you can do it is if you make a makom chashuv. Makom chashuv has to be four tefachim or more. Less than four tefachim is not chashuv. Now the identical machloket between Rav and Rava is going to be with another fix-it. What means another fix-it? Instead of putting up the omud, we're going to do something like what Brother Shai was suggesting a few minutes ago. Here chitman a koisel dalid li'osu mechitza. Oh! The person says to himself, I want this hekif to be mukaf ledira. The problem is that when it was put up a year ago, 5 years ago, it was loy hukaf ledira. I want to go make it mukaf ledira now, because once it's mukaf ledira, I'll be able to go and carry in the whole thing. Then it'll be great. Then I don't have to worry about so much about the two saw, five car, one becomes hook of the dira, it's great. So what do you do? So instead of going and trying to be mamayit by putting in the omud wouldn't help, because it's still not hook of the dira. To be hook of the dira, it's not enough just to go and say, okay, I'm now being mak of the dira. It also has to have a pesach from a residential house next to it, so that you're in fact using it ledira. It's not in your mind, it's got to be actual. But if you built the hekka first, and then you added the house later, doesn't work. It's got to be pasach, the achikach hukaf, and not hukach, the achikach pasach. Okay, so I have my karfif. It's lehuk of the dira. I built my house, and I have my pasach, and everything is fine. But what do I do now to make this karfif into hook of the dira? So yesterday we said, just go and demolish 11 amis, and build up one, said, I'll have a Pesach of 10, and everything will be fine then. Says, you want to have another Eitzah. Here, Chikmen HaKoysel Dalid, V'yosa Mechitza. What happens if he goes to the outer Mechitza of this Hekif, and he builds in? In other words, not that he makes it a larger Hekif, he makes it a smaller Hekif. So he came to the Koysel, now walk backwards, if you will, and he was marchik for tvachim, was machitza, he made a brand new machitza. And of course the machitza went from one wall to the other, so now the thing continues to be enclosed by four walls, but it's slightly smaller than it was. Now the fact that it's slightly smaller is not the concern. The ikar is that now I have a wall of these four walls that was hook of ladira. Says the Gemara, since he was marchik min hakoysel dalid, it's a wonderful, great wall, and hoyle, it helps, and therefore you can go and carry now the length and the breadth of this karfif, even if the karfif happens to be five saw, or five kar, because now it's hook of the dira. But what happens if when he put up this wall, he did a pachas migimel, within less than three tvachim of the existing wall? Loy hoyle, that's no good. Why is it no good? Rashi says to have a kimachitza al gabe machitza. It's like you took the original machitza and you just made it taller. It was 10 tvachim until now, you made it to 20 tvachim. In other words, we had a machitza, and by just adding within 3 tvachim, again, based on Lovud, it's as if we crunched the two places together. So now we merge the two machitzas and you haven't accomplished anything. Pachas megimel loyhoil. Megimel v'yadali. What happens if you put up this new wall within more than 3 of the existing wall, but less than 4? Once again, the same machlokes Rabba and Rava. Rabba omra hoil. Rabba says this machitza works, and now the entire karfif is now hukaf ledira. I'll be able to go and carry the length and the breadth of this karfif. Rabba omeinu moilu, it doesn't help. Rabba omahoil don nafik lai miteris lovud. Rabba says it helps because we've left now Teiris Lavud. What do you mean we've left Teiris Lavud? Because Teiris Lavud is 3 tvachim or less. I'm now at 3.5. That's already choshev. It's a separate mechitza b'fnei atzmoi. Rabba omer einemoy. Kim do liyabu mokim dalud lechoshev. Anytime you're talking about a minimum chashibis of a mokim, it's got to be 4. If this new wall is within less than 4 of the old wall, It's like Rashi said, it's like a machitza, gabi machitza, you haven't accomplished anything. So therefore, we have two parallel ways of fixing this karfif that was a loy hukaf ledira, to be able to go and carry within the karfif. Either make the usable space of this karfif a base asayim or less. How do you do that? By building an omid, for instance, that occupies space. And now I will have less than 5,000 amis of, it's now less than 5,000 amis of non-contiguous space, using Barry's term. And since it's 5,000 or less, now you can go and carry the entire karfif, and it remains lehuk of ledira. There's another eitzah, and that is the makif ledira. Instead of demolishing one of the walls, just build a brand new wall within the original hekif. But you got to make sure that you distance it at least 3, according to one man, the Amar, or 4, according to everybody. So it shouldn't be deemed as machitza al gabi machitza, because that doesn't accomplish anything. You have to have a brand new wall, and then it becomes hukaf ledira, and now you can carry the entire kasif. Very, very nice. Rav Simi Masna Lekula. Rav Simi learned this entire shtickl gemara that we've been going through now for the last 20 minutes, and he added a kula. Now, what kula did he add? Our gemara doesn't bring the kula, but Rashi fills in the blanks. And Rashi tells us the following. Remember we said in the two machloikis in between Rabbi and Rava, that if it was less than 3, kuli ala moida, this is gunished. You haven't accomplished anything. It's not an omud to go and reduce the spot, the space, and it's not a wall to be deemed a wall to make it hook of the deer. If it's between 3 and 4, there we have a machloikis. Says Rashi, that Rabbi Simi Barashi learned that the machloikis is if it's less than 3. If it's less than 3, then we have the machloikis whether or not it is considered to be a good amud. And if it happens to be between 3 and 4, then everybody would agree that it works as a good omid or a good machitza. So therefore, instead of saying that less than 3 kuli alma moida, that you have accomplished nothing, no, we have a machloikis. In fact, there's one mandiyama that says hoyu, that it works. And when we said that between 3 and 4, there's a machloikis where that works, according to Rav Simi, everybody agrees that once it's beyond 3, it's more than 3, it works either as an omid or as a machitza, in the two cases. If you want to look at the Rashi quickly, Rashi Masi Vekula is parallel to where we are in the Gemara, Masi Vekula, Lahach Plukta Deliyahu, V'yomer, Dibishloisha Denovik Limitotis Lovid, Kulu Moidu, once it's more than 3, it's no longer Machloikis between Rav and Rava, between 3 and 4. Once it's more than 3, everybody agrees the Omer Hava and it's a Miut. Or in case number 2, Machitza Havi and it's Machitza Ladira. V'loi Kimoisif. Where's the machlokes Rabbi Verava? Uvipachis mishloisha pligi. Even less than 3, Rabbi holds hoyel. So you see that Rav Simi is much more makel, because in both cases, where previously we said that less than 3, it doesn't help. According to Rav Simi, it's a machlokes. Rabbi holds and it does help. Even though it's less than 3, if you have this omud, and if it makes it less than a base asayim or less, Kusha v'yusha, even if it's less than 3, if it's a good machitza, and we have hukaf ledira, kusha v'yusha. And the second, the second kula is, that until now we had a machloikis between 3 and 4, whether it works or not. According to Rav Simi, according to everybody it works. You don't have to wait until it's 4 tvachim. Even 3 tvachim is good, because it left the Tertis Lovan, and therefore it's choshev, both according to Rava and according to Rava. How is that a kula? Because now I'm able to go and carry. I want to carry in this space and I couldn't, and Baruch Hashem, now I have an omud, now I have a machitza, and now I can carry. Brother Shah, you had a question?
So if it's less than 3, how does it stem with the language? Because it leaves Torah's Lavud.
If it's less than 3, it doesn't leave Torah's Lavud, but according to Rav Simi, it doesn't have to. Because Lavud is a concept of filling in empty space, where you need to fill an empty space. Here I don't need to fill in any empty spaces. Here I need to go and determine whether this is a mokum choshev to give this omud chashivah that it's a miut, or to consider this to be a separate machitza on its own, and it's not just superimposed on an existing machitza. So, you have a machloikis here, Rabba v'Rabba. Rabba says that even though in a loved country, the halacha would be that this is insignificant, but for purposes of a miyat of an omud, or for purposes of making a new machitza, it does a great job. Just because the omud happens to be rather narrow, so I'm not looking for love, and I'm not trying to fill in any empty space. I just have an omelet of 3 by 10. Says Rabba, that's great. If it's mamayit the mokim of the karfif, and it's now a base of sign or less, you can go and carry. If the new machitza was made out of beautiful material, I spent $25,000 to go and put up this beautiful mini Mexican wall over there. Of course, if the government did it, it would cost $25 million. But I did it El Chipo and made a nice machitza. It's taka true. The space between the existing machitza and the new machitza is only 2.5 tvachim. Fine! That doesn't bother me. The point is that this is now a new machitza hook of the dira. And says, therefore, says Rabba, according to Rav Simi, that it's kosher v'yosher, and now it's hook of the dira.
How does that language that says, Ov and Nachalem and Torah Slavud? So if it's less than 3, what's Rabba's basis for his Svara?
The Gemara that you're quoting, to Nachalem and Torah Slavud, that's before we got to Rav Simi. And Rav Simi says, according to Rav Simi, we wouldn't have those words. We would just have the machloik between Rabba and Rava. The Rabba says that your love, nish love, I'm not looking over here for a thing for love.
I thought Rabba was explaining fine, thank you.
No, he is explaining, but only according to the Lashon before we got to Rav Simi. Right. Once we come to Rav Simi, we would leave out those words.
Okay.
Now the Gemara has Eitzah number 3. Instead of building up an Umud, instead of going and making a new machitza, what happens if Toch Boitit? Toch Boitit means that this karfif was very, very much close to the line in terms of it being yoyisim ebeis sasayim. It was sasayim. Sasayim is 5,000 amis. It was 5,001 amis. And he wants to be mamayit. So what does he do? He goes and buys a cement, or he buys lime, pitch, mud, whatever they use in those days, and he smeared the existing wall with a whole bunch of tit, and now when the great scientists, the Chachum and Avinim, go and measure from this wall to the wall on the other side, length and breadth, guess what? It's no longer 5,001 amis, now it's down to 5,004,999. Why is that? Because I have thickened the wall by adding an additional layer of tit. Now the question is, does that do a good job in decreasing the area of the karfif that I should be able to go and carry? Is Oktimar, toch baitit. If it's v'yochel lamed b'fnei atzmoi, if you were to take away the existing wall and just leave the tit there, I'm not saying you should, but if you were to do that, yochel lamed b'fnei atzmoi, the tit could go and stand on its own, have a miyat, it does a great job. What happens if it cannot stand on its own? It's only there because it's attached to a wall. Were you to theoretically take the wall away, the whole tit would come tumbling down to the ground. Rabba Omer Havamit. Rabba says it still works. Rabba Omer Havamit. Rabba Omer Havamit. I don't care that the only reason why it's standing is because there is a wall. Ablamaisa, it's standing, and it's mamayit the space, because the thickness of this tit was half an amma, amma and a half, whatever. It reduced the space. Givaldik. Since it can't stand on its own, like Klamu, doesn't have any chashivos of a wall or of a miyat. It's as if it falls to the ground. It's kunish. We have that same concept, Rabbi Yisrael, on a daily basis, for those people that daven either leaning on a shtender, leaning on the bima, leaning on their table. It says in halacha that when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you have to be standing. You cannot be sitting or leaning on something. So what happens if a person does lean? He has a sitter there on his shtender, and he's putting pressure on the shtender. So it says in halacha that if a person were to go and remove the shtender, or remove the table, would that davener fall to the ground, or at least start stumbling? then it is not a proper amida. It's only if, even if you would remove the table or the shtender, the person would still stand erect. He wouldn't have, he wouldn't be, you know, off footing. He wouldn't start collapsing. Then it's considered to be amida. And the same thing, by the way, applies not only to davening, but also to laning. You have that problem sometimes if the bima is not the right size, the right height. Sometimes the balkore and or one of the ola is leaning on the bima, and you have to be standing during laning. You can't be sitting, or deemed to be sitting if you were to take it away. So here too, this tit, if it can stand on its own, it's great. It's a miut. If, however, this tit cannot stand on its own, then it's a machloket between Rabba and Rava, whether it's a good miut or not. Says the Moravaita. Hirchik minatel dalit v'yosu mechit. So now we have a new case. New case. But two dots, new case. Hirchik minatel. We've had already tell a number of times. A tel is a mound. And usually when it refers to a tel, it means a tel hamislakit arba amos bitoich asora tvochim, which means it's a slope. And if the slope is steep enough, then that tel itself could be deemed a wall. Because to get to the top of the mound, it is so steep that I gotta go and huff and puff to get to the top. So that type of tel is like a mechitza on its own. Again, it has to be that shear of the four amos. When you walk four amos on the incline, on up the slope, that you are now 10 tvachim higher than the ground down below. Okay, so apparently this karfif, one of the sides was made out of this tel. Instead of being a full wall, part of the wall was a tel. Okay, what did he do? Hirchik min tel David. He went in from the wall into towards the middle of the karfif, and he put up a wall of dalit, basa mechitza, and made a new wall. Okay, so the Gemara hoyel, that's fine. I mean, we said before, if it's four or more, according to everybody, it works. That's not a problem. Pachas migimel, oyal tzvasetel. What happens if he put the wall less than three tvachim from the ground? Oh, we start getting into this quasi-loved situation. Pachas migimel. Oyal tzvasetel. Well, what happens if the tel, again, being a mound, on the beginning of the mound, where you would start walking up on the svas, on that edge, you built up a mechitza over there. Does that do a good job? Yes or no? Rav Chizda, Rav Menuna, chad omer hoyel, chad omer lo hoyel. A machlokes. Rav Chizda, one of them holds yes, one holds no. I don't know which one holds which way. Says Yimar Tistayim, but Rav Chizda, omer hoyel. I'll bring you that Rav Chizda is the one that holds that it works. Where do we see this Rav Chizda? What happens if you have an existing mechitza? 10 tvachim tall. And now you added a new mechitza, either on top of it by making it taller, or putting a new mechitza in front of it, or in back of it. You added a new mechitza. Amrav chizda b'shabbos hoyil, b'nechsi ager loikonim. By Shabbos it works. The reason why it works is Rav Chizda holds mechitza al gabi mechitza works. So, where would you need it for Hilchah Shabbos? L'marshal bayonis, where the original mechitza was a mechitza shaloi hukaf ledira, and you want to make it hukaf ledira. You don't want to take down the old mechitza, that's too cumbersome, it's too expensive. You just add a new mechitza, either on top, or in front of it, in back of it. Baruch Hashem, I have a wonderful... You call it a mechitza al gabi mechitza, says Rav Chizda, it works. The nixi ager, like kind of by nixi ager, it's not going to work. What means nixi ager? As we know, Chas v'Shalom, if a ger passes away and he has no yorshim, then anybody in Klal Yisrael has the right to be koine his nechosim. So now, if nechosim happens to be in the form of metalklin, then you make your mishicha, you make your hagbah, you take it out of his rishus, you put him to your chotze. Here, when it happens to be the ger that passed away without yorshim, he left over land, he left over real estate. So then you can go make a kinyan in the real estate. So how do you make a kinyan? Normally, as we learned back in Masechet Bava Basra, no'al godar uparatz kolshu, it's a chazaka. Here the person didn't do a no'al godar uparatz, but rather what he did was, he made this mechitza al gabe mechitza. Does that work? Says he, it doesn't work. Even by Shabbos it doesn't work. A mechitza al gabi mechitza never works. Anyway, what do I see from this machlekes? That Rav Chisda holds that mechitza al gabi mechitza be Shabbos works. Oh! So we had a machlekes between Rav Chisda and Havam Nuna. If you added a mechitza at the base, at the foot of the mound, we established that the mound itself was a mechitza. We're adding now a brand new mechitza at the svasatel, at the base of that mound. So it would be a mechitza al gabe mechitza. Rav Chisda says it works. Rav Chisda l'shita asai. That Rav Chisda holds b'shabes hoyel. Oh, this time is takazeh guteraya. That Rav Chisda is the one that holds the mechitza al gabe mechitza works. Om Rav Chisda, or maybe Rav Sheshes. Even the Rav Sheshes just said a moment ago that after Shabbos nami loy hoyel, even Rav Sheshes will agree with me. Shemasa machitza not on the base of the tail, but on the top of the tail. It's going to be a tall tail, Rabbi Yisai. He's going to add on top of the tail, he's going to go and add a wall. Shehoyel, now it does work. Why does it work? My time, ahoyel, ba'avim machitza, so yoynesu dar. So Rashi explains. Until now we were talking about the karfif down below, where you have one of the walls is a tail, and you've been able to, you want to be able to go and carry within the Tar Karfif, depending on what the size is, whether it's Yomuk of the Dira, Nishmuk of the Dira, that would dictate whether you can carry or not carry. So, the Gemara says, you know what, I have an Aitza. In a tail that was not Muk of the Dira, and that's more than a base of Sayim, you can go and put up this Mechitza right in front of the tail, at the foot of the mountain, the foot of the mound. Now, what will that mechitza help? That mechitza will help for the people down below to go and carry within the karfif. Now, what happens if you have someone who lives on top of the mound? In other words, this mound wasn't just an insignificant little mound; it was a mountain. It was a larger mound. And you have, there's a minion up there. They go and daven, and it's open space and social distancing. You don't have to worry about corona, and it's closer to Shemayim and Skivalik. Now, those people would like to go and carry. They have a mound which is at least 10 tvachim tall. It's at least not just 4 tvachim wide, it's probably 50 amas wide or 100 amas wide, because after all, if people live up there, there's got to be some room to maneuver and to live. Fine. Now, they have mechitzas down below, and you have the benefit of Gus Asik and Gus Achis. All of that is great. But it doesn't help the people that live on the top of the tail if they want to be able to go and carry in their community up above. So I have a good idea. The good idea is I'm going to go and build a mechitza on top of that tail. Says Reb Chisda about Rav Sheshes. Even the Rav Sheshes disagreed with me by building the mechitza at the foot of the mountain. And he said, no, that's a mechitza, al gabe mechitza. You haven't accomplished anything. But if you made a mechitza al alatel, on the top, hoyel, then it does work. Even for the karfif down below. Why? My time, hoyel, ba'av mechitza al yonesu dar. Because since up above, this is going to be a beneficial mechitza for all the people who live above, and they are not going to live within the mechitza down below. People that live in the karfif or are using the karfif, they have the benefit of the mechitzas down below, meaning the wall of the tail together with the rest of the enclosure. But the people that live on top of the tail, they don't have the benefit of that because they're not living within mechitzas, they're living on top of the mechitzas. So if I built another mechitza on top, so then they have a benefit of that mechitza after all, and if even Rav Sheshes would agree that that is great. See, look at the Rashi. Rashi's parallel to the fourth wide line of the Gemara. Moidli hachi garsinan. Moidli Rav Sheshes shem osu mechitza l'teil. V'loi garsinan al tzfas. We're not talking about al tzfas on the base of the mountain. We're talking on the top of the mountain. V'hachi perushi. Avagav de poli v'yomad li mishteri b'karfi b'hachi. Even though he said the karfi doesn't work if it's down below. Hay netayim shador b'karfi b'avar mechitza zachtoynes dor. The guys that live down below already have the benefit of the existing mechitzas down below. They don't need another mechitza al gabi mechitza. So therefore they say, it's a gunish megunish. You haven't given me any benefit by putting up this new mechitza. Avim hoya tail yoisim beisasayim. You had a very large tail, more than beisasayim, 5,000 square amas. V'yos mechitza sovuv alav lishtamish al goyv hatel. And now you made these machitzas above, so now you can be mishtamish on top of the tail that you can go and carry there. Hoyel, says Rashi, vador al hatel. Dor ba'av machitzas al yoinois. He gets the benefit of these upper machitzos. V'lo mahani le'tachtoin, this media and the ones down below don't help him. Hilkach la machitz al gam machitzi. It's not a machitz al gam machitzi. It's a brand new, beautiful machitza. It's gewaldic. So even Rav Sheshit would agree with me to Rav Chisda that this is not called a machitza al gam machitza, and it will help. Okay. Brand new case now, Rabbi Sai. This is a very fascinating case. Boy Rabba bar Chana. Nivlu machitzas achtachtoynis v'alyoynis kayom mal. There were originally machitzas, and a person built a machitza al gabi machitza. And we just said now that that's a machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshit, or Rav Chisda and Rav Amnuna. After all, it's a machitza al gabi machitza. But guess what happens? The original machitzas achtoynis were nivlu. They sank into the ground. There was some sort of earthquake, there was quicksand, whatever the situation was. The bottom machitzas went to a nivla into the ground in a place near Yerichai, fell into the ground. But you have the Elyonis, the original machitza, Al-Gabi machitza, is now no longer Al-Gabi machitza. That original machitza has now been lowered, and now it's Al-Gabi the ground. Mabu. Will this help? Again, the Gemara says there are two possible scenarios. Lamai, even Nechsiyager, we're talking Nechsiyager, Haina di Yirmi Birah. So this is an alter kasha. Why is Rabbi Baruch Chana asking this question? Rabbi Yirmi Birah already answered this a long time ago. The Omer Yirmi Birah, Omer of Yehuda, Ha'iman de Shoda Lifta, Apilo di Ara de Ger. You have again Nechsiya Ger. Person wants to be koine Nechsiya Ger, and he locates in the middle of the Nechsiya Ger, he locates that there happens to be a nice little hole in the ground, and he takes a lefes. A lefes is a turnip. Shoda, he throws the lefes, the turnip, into Pila de Ara. Pila de Ara means that hole in the ground of the ger. The Yossi Yisrael Achrina, and another Yid comes along, and Rafi Baporta, instead of planting something, what he did was, Rafi Baporta means he started digging a little bit into the ground. So now we have two competitors. We have Yankel and Beryl. Yankel wanted to be koined the Nechsiya Ger by throwing in the lefes, and Beryl wanted to be koined by Rafik Baporta. Now Rafik Baporta is standard for being koined a piece of karka. That's Noal, Godar, Uparetz, Ba, and the Gemara says in Baba Basra, how are you koined? Rafik Baporta, all you have to do is a little bit of plowing. By plowing it a little bit, you've started to improve the property if you intend planting. Nefa says, Imara Basra Koni, Kamalai Koni, the second one will be Koina, the first one will not be Koina. Why not? After all, the first one is growing your lefes, he's growing the turnips. My time, in the Vishada, when you throw in the lefes into the ground, like Koshavach, nothing has happened. After all, it's a finished turnip, nothing happens at that time. You're going to tell me about 3 months later, it's going to be enrooted in the ground, that it's going to be bigger and bigger, and it's going to expand, and it's going to be a big, big turnip. When this happens in a month or 3 months from now, it didn't happen as a result of something that's happening contemporaneously. At that time, it's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it blossom. So at that time, it's Mamela, it's not the person that put the turnip in the ground. And therefore, says the Gemara, the one that will be koina will be person number two, because at the time that he's doing his maisa, he's already improving the property by hoeing or by shoveling. While the first guy, he put in the turnip, nothing happens. I can come by and pull out the turnip a second later. Nothing has improved in this property. Ah, so therefore, you always look at the time that he's trying to be koina. So says the Gemara, the same thing would apply now to all of these machitzas. What means all these machitzas? When you originally put up those machitzas, guess what? It didn't help anything because I already had machitzas. I don't need a machitza, al gabi machitza. What are you telling me? That afterwards the first machitzas fell down or they were swallowed up and now the second machitzas took their place? But that's memeila kashavach. It's not that he did it now. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that made the ground into very soft ground that the first machitzas fell in, and now the new machitzas replaced them. I mean, it's wonderful. But the guy that made those machitzas, he's not around anymore. He could be in Australia, for all I know. So therefore, that would not work to be koydim and nechsi again. Velin in Shabbos. What about Gami Shabbos? Oh, doesn't he shayla? Whether on Shabbos the old machitzas were nivlu, and now I have these brand new machitzas that until now were worthless, because the machitzas are gabe machitzas, will they now replace the old machitzas, and will they now be good machitzas for Shabbos? Everything gemara that shayla we already also had. It's a machitza nasa b'Shabbos. But Tanya, didn't we learn already a few days ago? Called machitza nasa b'Shabbos, if a machitza was made on Shabbos. Being b'shoyk being amazing. Even if a person made the machitza on Shabbos, either by mistake, he thought it was Friday, or it was done amazing, he knows it's Shabbos, but I'm making a machitza anyway. Shema machitza, it has the name of a machitza. So over here too, even though nobody intentionally made any machitzas now on Shabbos, it was just by the quote-unquote forces of nature, the Kodesh Baruch Hu that caused the old machitzas to swallow up, and now we have brand new machitzas. Join, I got a machitza on Shabbos. What's the issue? Says Yimor Balav, my Lord, don't you remember? Rav Nachman loyshanu el Israel kavotal filaser. Rav Nachman said that these are machitzas only for chumrais. That means that if a person were throwing a ball from the shusharav, and he throws it into this area that is enclosed with this machitza hanas and b'Shabbos, it'll be Rishus HaYachid, and it'll be over on Hilchah Shabbos on going and throwing from Shus HaRam to Rishus HaYachid. Abba Latalta, to go and say this machitza is also a kula that you should be able to go and carry within that area. No, does nicht. Oser, if Nachman holds no. And therefore, in our case, you want to use these machitzas tachtoynis now to go and carry in Shabbos in this karfif. Avada nicht. Say, tomorrow, 1 second, don't you remember? Ki itmed Rav Nachman didn't say it across the board, both Beshoigi and Bemezid, only Amezid itmar, he only said it on the Mezid case. Here, a person, he knows that it's Shabbos, and he defies and violates the law, and he goes and creates a machitza. Says Rav Nachman, we throw the books at him, we throw a knas, and we say, Mister, I'm not going to allow you to use this machitza as coolest to be able to go and carry in the karfif, etc. Aha. But if it was Bishogeg, then even Rav Nachman would agree, okay, if a person built on the machitza, machitza built on Shabbos works. And Rashi, not over here, but Rashi a few days ago when we had this Gemara, Rashi said in a Kal V'Chomer D'Kolshkein, Mavach, that a person violated Shabbos Bishogeg, but it's a violation. He has to bring a Karban Chatos. I go and say the machitza Suya B'Shabbos works. Al Achaz Kama V'Kama. When nobody violated Shabbos, it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chvoy l'v'atzmoy that caused the original machitzas to sink into the ground, and the new machitzas to now emerge as the remaining substitute and successor machitzas, avadi, it would help. So therefore, bottom line is, the Gemara has answered the Rabbi Bechonis shaila nishka shaila, the Gabi Nechsi Ager, it's certainly not going to help, and the Gabi Hilcha Shabbos, it certainly will help. Just staying with Nechzi Ager just for one more second. Ayitza, there was a woman, to of the Mechitza al Gabin Mechitza Menechzi Ager. She heard that Nebuch Ager passed away. She wanted to go and be koine the property. And she went and built a new wall on top of the existing wall. She thought now, oh, I built a Mexican wall. I built a Chinese wall. I'm certainly koine. Asu Gavra, another fellow came, Ravik Baporto. All he did was a little bit of shoveling. No major expense of machitza gam machitza. Now we have a dispute between the woman and between this man that was Ravi Baporta. Asa kamer Nachman oikma biyodei. He gave it to the man instead of to the lady. Asa siva katavchu kamei. She started screaming and she said, "It's discrimination. It's because he's a man and I'm a woman. Why did you take it away from me? Why did that?" Says Rav Nachman, "Nothing to do with man and woman. What are you talking about?" Oh my Lord, my avodah, I can't help you. You didn't go and do your normal chazaka on property. Your normal nol gadur uparetz kolshu. Your rovik baporta. What did you do? You put a new machitza. We hold a machitza gav a machitza, and therefore you have not accomplished anything. Okay, put to that a new story mitakarf. We have now a karf with beis sholosh. Oh, it's three sa'a wide and big. Three sa'a. And the kiruboy beisa. Of the three, he went and made a kiruy. Kiruy means he went and made a roof over one third of this karfif. So now I have two sa'a of the karfif, which has no roof, and one third of the karfif has a roof. Rava Omer Avir Kiruya Miyatroi. Unfortunately, says Rava, you have not accomplished anything, and the Avir underneath the Kiroi, in other words, that one saw that you added now a roof on top, remains part of the karfif. Miyatroi means we added to, like Yisroi, Yeser, we added to the other two unroofed base saw, and it adds up together. You have your three base saw, three saw, and unfortunately you haven't accomplished anything, and you cannot carry in this karfif. Again, the karfif was not mukaf ledira, and therefore even though you put up a partial roof, it doesn't help. No. Then in fact, we're going to split it up. We're going to look upon the old karfif as no longer one large base shalosh, but rather two separate properties. A karfif of base sasayim, and a karfif of one sa'ah, and it's not going to be miyatri, it's not going to be merged together, two separate. And Rashi adds another important knech. We need to know this for the next Gemara, that because he put up a kiroi over one saw, the edge of the kiroi is going to be pitikra yore visosen. It's going to be a halachic wall. See the last line of Rashi, ein aver kiroi miyatri, demrinam pitikra yore visosen. There is an imaginary virtual wall that comes down from the edge of that kiroi and splits up the karfif now into two. So since neither part is now 2.1. Rather, this is exactly 2, and this is exactly 1, so therefore you can go and carry in both of them. The 2 you can go and carry because a karfif of 2 you've got to go and carry from one end to the other. Therefore, this was a successful thing that he did by putting the kiri on top, according to Reb Zeira. Now, it would seem, says the Gemara, that the machloikis between Rav and Reb Zeira is identical to the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, in an almost the same type of fact pattern. Lamer over Reb Zeira plucked the Rabbi Shmuel kamefagi di itmar achsadra bebika. Bika means like a large valley or large farmland. And in the middle of all that farmland, the person put up an achsadra. An achsadra, the art scroll translates it as a pavilion, but nowadays we would call it a gazebo. What's a gazebo? A gazebo means that you have a large area where on top of the area you have a roof and you have four pillars that are holding up the roof. Similar in concept to a chuppah, where you have the chuppah on top and you have the four people holding it, or it's embedded in the ground or whatever. You don't see that so much in American chuppahs because usually it's part of the they build it into the thing already. But in Eretz Yisrael, where very often, or if you ever go to a chasana where they make the chasana out in the street, so they go and take a chuppah where you have the talis on top, or you have the peroiches, or whatever it is, and you have four people holding on to the four sides. And anyway, so you have this achsadra. And the achsadra is in a bika. So Rav Amamutal Atalta Bekula, Rav says you're allowed to go and carry, even though the rest of the bika has the status of a karmelist, like we had at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. However, in the achsadra itself, you're allowed to go and carry from one end to the other. Why? Because this is now Rishus Bifnei Atzmo, and Rashi says, as the Gemara is going to go and say, Pi Tikra Yoyd V'Soysen, even though there are only four pillars over here, but since you have a roof, then on all four sides we have magical virtual walls that come down, Pi Tikra Yoyd V'Soysen, and therefore you can carry from one end to the other. Shmuel Amayim Etalten El B'Dal Amis, you only have the benefit of Dal Amis. Just like anywhere else, even Rishus Rabim, you can go Metalten up to Dal Amis. I have the four walls on all four sides, four virtual walls. So that would seem to be on all fours, literally, with Rava and Reb Zeira. That Rava said, by the Ava Kiruya Miyatra, even though you put up a roof over one saw, I do not say Pitekri Yair V'Soysen, and it still merges with the rest of the karfif. And that is similar to what Shmuel says, Loyam in Peter Grave Isaisa. And Reb Zeira said in the case of the karfif that the new ceiling causes there to be the virtual wall that comes down that splits the karfif into two. So I have a good pitikra. Says you have the same thing. But the Talmud Kula, I'm really Peter Grave Isaisa. So the two machloikis in are totally one and the other. Leima b'derav shmul kamifri. Everything Gemara, no, you have no raya. On to the Amid base. It's consigned that everybody agrees to Rav, meaning both Rava and Reb Zeira agree, like Rav, the P Tikkur Yariv Soysim, in which case, in the case of the Achsadra, out in the Bika. And in fact, the Ravidiki Achsadra, if the roof made on the one third of the three saw was just like that Achsadra roof, the woman is just like the Achsadra roof, says Rashi in the Amid Aleph, that it's nice and flat, it's not angle, it's not a diagonal, then how can I be able to agree that P Tikkur Yariv Soysim? The machloikin between Rav and Reb Zeira, my skin and the other key orzila. Oh, it's made like the famous orzila roofs. What's an orzila roof? An orzila roof means a slanty roof. If you ever go out into the country or residential areas, you'll find that many private houses, the roof is not flat on top, but it comes down to as an angle on the side, right? With sometimes with shingles, without shingles. But the point is that it is a slanty roof. Ah, slanty roof! Machloikis, what do we say? Pi tikra yoyd v'soysim by a slanty roof. When you're talking about a straight roof, then it's easy to have pi tikra yoyd v'soysim. It's as if you push the button and all of a sudden these virtual walls come coming down. However, if it's a slanty roof, do you say there to pi tikra yoyd v'soysim? Machloikis Rava and Reb Zeira.
What's the difference?
It's not so much Svaradik as much as it's, where do we take the whole P-Tikkur Yariv V'Soysim from? There are no buttons. How do I have walls come tumbling down? The pshat is, back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis we had, that was one of the three items that was Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Shi'urim, Chatzitzin, and Mechitzin. And the Gemara said, what do you mean by Mechitzin? Mechitzin and Mechitzin is, we know that from the Aroin in the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishka. So the Gemara said that Mechitza means to go and tell you Halach is like Lovud and Pitikra and things of that nature, where it's not because of logic, it's because Azay is the Halach L'Moshe V'Sinai. Why do we say Lovud up to three Tvachim? Why do we say Lovud two Tvachim? Why do we say Lovud altogether? It's a space. Well, how do you fill it up? That's the Halach L'Moshe V'Sinai. So Halach L'Moshe V'Sinai, now the question is, when we say Pitikra Yad V'Soysim, does it have to be these straight walls coming down, or would you say that even if the roof is at a slant, you say even there, maybe you would say P-Tikra, but guess what? It wouldn't come down as a vertical wall, it would come down at a slant, and slanty walls just don't work. I mean, it's not going to be an effective, even halachic mechitza. Anyway, there's really no svaris as much as what was the Kabbalah, what was the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So therefore the Gemara says, if it will be like an Achsadah where it's flat, Kuli Alamayda. Here it's Meshupa, Machloikis Rava, and Reb Zeira. Om Reb Zeira, Umaydina, but I would agree with Rava, that what? That the part that is covered over is considered to be Miyatra, is considered to be merged with the rest of the Karfif. And therefore, it's going to continue to be a three saw, and you won't be able to carry. When, says Reb Zeira, when do I agree? Bekarfif shenifritz b'miluay lechotzer. Now, here again, it's beneficial to have a picture. For those of you that have the art scroll Gemaras, you see you have the picture right over there, where on one side of the karfif, it's totally open into the space which is occupied by those houses, and there is no inner petzimen in the karfif. Petzimen would mean mezuzois, having doorposts. Rather, poros v'miloi, totally open into the chatzer. So what happens in that place? She'osur. I would agree in that case that the karfif would be osur. What does that mean? Put aside the kiroi case for a moment. Look at the Rashi third line. Umaydina b'karfif beis asayim. Shenifritz b'miloi lechotzer, she'avir chotzer miyatroi, the actual karfif itself was a base of sayim. And because it was a base of sayim, people were able to carry in the entire karfif, even if it wasn't hukaf ledira, because it was a base of sayim. But what happened shenifritz b'miloi lechotzer? Unfortunately, a major storm came, a hurricane Sandy, broke through that wall, that fourth wall of the Karfif, which was previously standing between the Karfif and the Chotzer. Poof! That wall is now history. She'avir Chotzer Miyatroi, I'm going to add the Avir of the Chotzer to the Avir of the Karfif. And guess what? Instead of reducing it like we've been trying to do this whole morning, now we've added to it. Why did I hope by the Kiroi that it works? Like we said before. But here there's no Pitikra. I lost the entire wall, which was here previously. So therefore, says Reb Zeir, even though in the Omer Aleph, when I had that Kiroi, I said, we do not say, merge the two, that it's Miyatrei. Here in our case, I'm going to add the Aver of the Chotzer to the Aver of the Karfif. It's now more than 2,000 Amis, not 2,000 Amis, more now than Beis Hasayim, and therefore you cannot carry. Yes, Barry, you have a question.
You have a Chotzer open into a Karfif. Why doesn't the utility of the Chotzer now extend emerging to the Karfif? The Karfif was not hooked up to Dira. But by opening this fourth wall and exposing it to the chutzner, you're not expanding the carpet which will open up the dira to a chutzner. You're expanding a chutzner to open up the dira into a carpet. You've now created a super chutzner, including the space of the carpet. So all of it should be moved to the palatel. It's no longer a carpet. Now it's a large super chutzner.
The question that you're asking is the same question that Rabbi Yosef asked, and that's the next shikul gemara. Maskev Rav Yosef, why do you say that the Aver Chotzer Miyatrei? V'chi Aver Hamutr Loi Oisroi. After all, the Aver that you're adding on to the Karfif, that you want to use to Aser the Karfif, that Aver is Mutr, because it's Aver of a Chotzer, like you heard from Barry a moment ago. So if anything, the Aver of the Chotzer should be Metayer, should go and add Heterim Kulis to the Karfif, not make it worse. How could that be? That was Rav Yosef's kasha. Omli Abaye Zabaye, instead of answering Yosef's kasha, as we know, you answer a kasha with a kasha, and therefore he said, come on, Rav Yosef, why are you saying that this Aver is Mutalai? Probably because you hold like Reb Shimon. Who's Reb Shimon? We've had this Reb Shimon already a number of times. Reb Shimon says, Echad Gagois, the Echad Karfifois, the Echad Chatzeirois, you're allowed to go and carry from one to the other, except for any Kalim that were inside a bias. But otherwise, they're all considered to be one happy family, all siblings of each other, the Gagas, Chatzeirois, Kafifois. Aha. So that's why you're saying that the Avir of the Chotzer is Mutaloi, because a Karfif and a Chotzer, according to Reb Shimon, are one and the same. Says Abaye, even according to Reb Shimon, that it's Mutaloi. Reb Shimon Namio, Ika Avir Mokha Machitzois. The Omer of Chizda, Karfish, the difference between Meluhi, the Chotzer, Chotzer Muter is the Karf of Osp. Before we continue on, what is Abaye saying? Abaye saying is, with all due respect to Yosef, ignore the Avir of the Chotzer itself. You have a good point, that according to Reb Shimon, the Avir of the Chotzer is only good new space, and it's not bad space. So how do you go and use that to go and ask the Karf? Forget about the Aver Chotzer itself. Just think about the Aver Mokai Mechitzois. Because after all, there was a wall here between the Karfif and the Chotzer. It was Nifrat B'miloya. It fell down because of a storm, because of a hurricane, whatever. And therefore, look at that space itself. Since the Karfif was exactly a base Sosayim, even if this Mechitza was a flimsy Mechitza of only one or two or three Tvachim wide, makes no difference. Add that space now to the Karfif. Guess what? The Karfif now is more than two Sa'a, base Asayim. It's a base Asayim plus the additional Tvachim or Amos, which where the Mechitza used to occupy. Now, says Abaye, how do I know that there is this concept of being most of the Mokka Mechitzas? I'll tell you. Yom Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said a Karfif, Shenifetz B'miloy L'chatzer. That's our case that we're talking about. The Karfif, that wall, was totally blown away, and now it's totally open on one side to the Chotzer. Chotzer Muter is the Karfif Aser. The Chotzer continues to be Muter like it was until now, and the Karfif is Aser. Now, why do I say that the Chotzer is Muter and the Karfif is Aser? L'chayre, the reason it says Abai in explaining Rav Chizda, Chotzer my time, the Isle Gifufi. because the chotzer has kifufi. Again, if you look at that first picture here in the art scroll, assuming you have an art scroll Gemara in front of you, you see if you're standing in the chotzer area, in other words, in front of those two houses, and you're looking into the karfif, before you get, you start walking into the karfif, on the right-hand side you have a wall, and the left-hand side you have a wall. That's what the Gemara calls gifufi, like mezuzos, if you will, that the wall is not part of the miloy on the chotzer side. It's part of the miloy on the karfif side, because on the karfif side, when you want to go into the chotzer, you don't have any remaining wall to the right and to the left. You only have on the chotzer side, you have the gifufi. So therefore, says Abaye, Rav Chizda that said that the chotzer is mutter and the karfif is aser, l'choyer, what's the reason why chotzer might taima? It's the gifufi, it has the benefit of those gifufi, and therefore the pirtz in between, which was 10 amos or less, is just a Pesach. You're always allowed to have a Pesach on the side of your movi, the side of your chotzer, the side of where. If you didn't have a Pesach, you'd never be able to get in or out. There's got to be a Pesach somewhere, as long as you have the gifufi, and this pirtza is less than 10, or 10 or less, then it's kosher. Zokimor vazimnim, if that's the reason, and that's why the chotzer is kosher, and the karfif is also because the karfif doesn't have the benefit of those gifufi, because in the case of this picture, you see that there are no remaining walls to the right and the left of the karfif, Frankimor vazimnim mishkach l'ipcha. You could have drawn the picture just the opposite way. That even though the karfif was nifrit from the Lui Lechotzer, guess what? There were still gifufis on the karfif side, and there was no gifufi on the chotzer side. In other words, turn this picture and turn it around, instead of saying karfif down below, call the chotzer down below. And with the two houses on, call that the karfif, take the two houses out. And then the chotzer would be paritz v'miluai, and it wouldn't have the gifufi, the karfif would have the milui, it would have the gifufi. So would you say then that the karfif is mutter and the chotzer is aser? You could. So why would Rav Chizda go and say this blanket statement that because it's nifrit v'miluai, chotzer is mutter, karfif is aser, you can change the facts and turn it around and say that the karfif is mutter and the chotzer is aser. And therefore says Abaye, I'll explain to you Rav Chizda, it has nothing to do with gifufi. It has to do with the Aver Mechitzos. El Mishom Domrinon Ze Aver Mechitzos Miyatroi. Ze Ein Aver Mechitzos Miyatroi. In the case of the Karvif, we're going to add the Aver Mechitzos. And since we're going to add the Aver Mechitzos, it's now going to be a Karvif which is more than 2,000 Amos, and that's why you cannot go and carry. By the Chotzer, we're not going to go and add the additional Aver Mechitzos. Why, Taka, wouldn't we add the Aver Mechitzos to the Chotzer? The answer is simple. Because the Chotzer, by definition, is Mukaf Ladira. It's the Chotzer in front of the house. If it's Mukaf Ladira, then you can add as many Aver Mechitzos as you wish. In a place which is Mukaf Ladira, you can go and carry even 5 base car, 10 base car. There's no shiur. So add as much as you want. It doesn't bother me. So when the Gemara uses the expression Ze'ein Aver Mechitzos Miyatroi, it means that the Aver Mechitzos are not Miyatroi to aser it. We add Shkizuntahit, add to the Chotzer the Mokka Mechitzos, no problem. But nothing happens as a result, because you can expand the Chotzer in all directions 1,000 ways, as long as it still has its Hekif in all directions, its Mokka Vladira. Masha Enke, the Gabi the Karf, which is not Mokka Vladira, if you add that little Aver Mechitzos, oh, we're in trouble. So therefore, getting back to the original Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira said Moedina Bekarfi Shenivt Miluah, the Chotzer is Osir, because the Aver Chotzer Miyatrei. And Reb Yosef said Vichy Aver Mutaloi Oisrai. Says Abaye, don't say it's because of Aver Chotzer Miyatrei, but Aver the Mechitzois of the Chotzer and the Karfif Miyatrei. Oh, Aver Mechitzois, that everybody would agree, that adds to the base of Sayim, and that's why Reb Zeira says I agree to Abaye, not to Abaye, to Rav in this case, that you won't be able to carry in the karfif because it's now more than a base osai. Okay, we only have one more case of osai. Very simple case. A hubustana. A bustana means an orchard. Many trees. They have a samach leguda, the apadna, that was right next to the wall of an apadna. Apadna means a fancy house like a mansion. And this bustana was enclosed on all four sides. Three sides by nice walls, a fence around the bustana, and the fourth side was the side of the house itself. In other words, just like many people when they construct their sukkahs, instead of having to go and build four walls, they try to build it with one of the walls of an existing building and just add three more. So here too, this bustana had the benefit of three walls, a room and a room, and the fourth wall was the house itself. If you want to take a look at a beautiful picture, again, the art school has a beautiful picture down below, not to take away from Barry's Peter Schei pictures, which are also beautiful. In case you don't have your Peter Schei, you have the bustana, you see that you have all these beautiful trees nicely lined up, a machaya, and you have three walls around, and you have that fourth wall of the building. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, Rachmon Litzlan, there was a big, big, big storm, and the outside facade of the building, that outside wall, came tumbling down. Ay, ay, ay. What are you going to do now? How will Bustana have a sum of a good apanda? Nofal ashita briyosa the apanda. Ashisa means the wall, briyosa means the outside wall, the apanda of the house, fell down. So now we only have the benefit of the three walls, but one second, but I still have the remaining house. And even though the outside wall is no longer there, but I have the inside wall, right? The wall that divides between, I don't know, the living room and the dining room, the dining room, the kitchen, the bedroom, whatever it happens to be, but they're inside wall still. So Rabbi Meimar, Lismach Agudat Giviyasa, let's go and rely on the inner walls, even though we no longer have an outer wall. So I have now a four-walled up bustana. Amir Papi, Mishim Da'asim Muloi, Amrita Milim Liyasa. Says Rabbi to Rabibi. Remember, Rabibi was Rabibi bar Abaya. And remember, the Abaya and Rava, or others go to Abaya and Rava, were Enikloch of Eli, Eli HaKoyim. And as we know, unfortunately, there was a curse on the Beis Eli, that all of the family members of Beis Eli will all pass away young. And if they learned Torah, and if they did Chesed, then they got an extension. But still, they passed away young. So the words Mimuloi means from the family of those that are cut away. Just like by Bris Mila, you cut away the Orla, here too, Nebuch, the years are cut from these people, Nebuch, because of the fact that they come from Beis Eli. So now, says Rapapi, because you, Rabibi, come from the Beis Eli, which are cut away, Amritu Mili Milyasa, you say words which are cut away, which do not have a good foundation. Hana Machitis Lagavoya Vidan, those inner walls are intended for inside the house, Lebroi Lavida, but they were not created for outside the house. And a requirement for a machitza is, if you want to use it for the bustana, that it was an outer machitza, not an inner machitza. Since it's an inner machitza, it does not comply with Hilchais machitza, and therefore it's not, the bustana is no longer hukif on all four sides. Therefore, says the Gemara, we're going to have to build a new wall to be mater the bustana. The new case, Abu Avavanka, that already goes into the Omel. If Mitchum, we'll leave that for tomorrow. So, unless any more questions, we'll
yes.
See. Yes, Brother Shai.
Yes, so if, in the case before this here, where the karpa was nifritz to the chatzer,
right.
Why don't we say now, along the line with what Barry said, but why don't we say now it's a karpa fosh, it's hukaf ledira.
Mm-hmm.
And should be permitted no matter what its size is.
The hook of Ladira would mean that the walls of the Mechitza were built for purpose of Adira, which it weren't. So you're saying, okay, but it's not worse than yesterday's Gemara about the demolition, that we took down 11 and we built up one, and now we should have all walls hook of Ladira. It could theoretically be that if you added another, in other words, let's say the pirtza over here was more than 10 amos, and you went and put back one amma, and you said, Rabbi, you said, the reason why I'm doing it is because I want it now to be part and parcel of the chotzer, I want it now to be mukhl madira. Perhaps that would work. But we weren't talking about that option. What we were talking about, the fact is, that maybe we can be matir already now without having to go and add additional pieces of wall. How could I add it now? Because if you hold that the Mokam Mechitzis Amiyatroi, and now it is expanded from Tusa to Tusa Plus, is that a problem or not? Because now it's more than Tusa. So guess what? Reb Zeira said, Unfortunately, here I agree with my colleague Rava that the Makom Mechitzes are now going to expand into this Karfif, and now it's going to be more than Tusa, and we won't be able to go and carry because it's more than Tusa. What we can do, of course, is build up new Mechitzes and now either make into a hook of a Beit Zira, like you're suggesting, or just put the Mechitza back and it'll be only a Beit Zira, and you'll be able to carry from one end to the other.
For a hook of the Dira, do you need to have more than three walls, or as is, this Karfak has three beautiful walls. It's only the fourth wall, which was different from the low up to the Chatzar.
You always have to have four walls. What, the question is whether they have to be halachic walls or not. The Midrabanan, you always have to have four walls. The question is whether you have to have actual walls or halachic walls. So until now it had actual walls, it was wonderful. Now that that fourth wall fell down, what can we do to go and correct it? Perhaps we can start thinking about whether a lechi might help or a kaido would help. And the answer is probably not, because that only helps by a mavu. It doesn't help by this type of karfif. But the Gemara is saying is, and unfortunately, although until now you were able to carry because it was only a base sasayim, that's great. Now it's expanded because the mechitza fell down, and what can you do? So now you're able.
The makom, the mechitzos, who's to say whether it goes to the karpap or it goes to the chatzar? Because we're saying clear that it's going according to the... That Rukhista was saying, we attribute it to the Karfa, but why not attribute it to the Chatzar?
Understood. So now we might get into Choshen Mishpat Shailas. Who do the Karfa belong to and who do the Chatzar belong to? If they belong to two separate individuals, who do the Mokke Mechitza belong to? So Mokke Baba Basra, it would say that unless you have contrary evidence otherwise, it would just split it down the middle. So it could take just that little half of Mechitza and add it, and that's already more than a base assignment, and you're already in Tzuris.
Oh, thank you.
Bruchim to you. Yes, Barry.
So, I didn't want to interrupt the flow of this because it was a tangent from the Gemara, but I didn't say Agar. In the case of the woman in the case of the person who put in the turnip into the property of the Agar, and somebody else came and did a more classical type of Kenyan and was Kona, the turnip property, it seems like the way it's set up, it's happening, one after the other, the same day, the same, sequentially.
Correct.
If a person went and planted a tree and it took root, or a turnip or something, and it took root, and then subsequently, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 10 weeks later, somebody else came in and Paris Vogueter or something, would the prior claim be outstanding, or is that just so meaningless that even if it had taken root, it would not be strong enough to establish a claim?
It's a very good question.
Well, the Basra question is not a Irving question, but it was on my mind.
But it's a very good question, nevertheless. And from the Gemara and from Rashi, it's mashma that the reason why the turnip guy didn't win is because by the time the turnip sprouted and blossomed and became a bigger turnip, it was shvacha de mela. This person was already sleeping, or he had moved away to Australia. He's no longer in the picture, so to speak. So therefore, even if that person was roughing Baporta a month later, 2 months later, and even if by that time the turnip had now started blossoming and growing and getting enrooted, it sounds like for the Amara that it would be shvacha de mela. It's no longer his active action.
His koach.
And therefore, l'chayre, it would not work. That's what l'chayre. You have to look at the Mepharshim, but Pashto Sigmar would not work.
Thank you.
Rabbi Reder, is also Tfilas Ni'ila one of the times where we're not supposed to be leaning on a stender and we need to be standing erect?
If you're talking about the Shemun Esrei that you're davening on your own, you always have to be standing erect, never leaning. If you're talking about Chazor HaShatz, I don't think it's a problem. But you have to check it out or speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi. Rabbi said, don't forget the Mitzvah, Ruchem Tia. Mitzvah Monday, because we're davening, it's Labor Day, and it's Long Tachman, and it's Long Kriya, we're going to go and delay the Shir. Should we make it 8:20 like usual, add extra 15 minutes? Does that make sense, Barry? On Monday, 8:20?
21, you forgot about the
8:21, you forgot about the Kishov and Lubavit. Okay, 21. We'll make it 8:21, alright? 8:21. Anyway, you'll send that. Please don't send out the email today because people think tomorrow or Sunday. So on Sunday, you can send it out for Monday.
Right. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday
okay,
morning.
So tomorrow we're back on 8:05. Sunday 8:05. Mitch, Monday morning 8:21. Beautiful. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day. Don't forget Barry. Barry's off already. Okay, I'll call him.